Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's halacha topic from Daf Membeis emerges from the Gemara on Membeis Amebeis, and that is the status of salt, cooking salt, Bizman Hazeh, and in the time of the Gemara on Shabbos. Is it permissible? What is the scope of the halachos? What are the implications of the halachos? Gemara on Membeis Amebeis had two opinions in regards to salt. First opinion of the Gemara, Rabbi Chiya learns that Melech cooks even in a kli sheni. Yet in the second opinion of the Gemara, Rabbi Chiya, whose opinion we followed, holds that Melech is not like spices which cook in a kli rishon, but rather salt is like the meat of an ox. And just like the meat of an ox, it's very difficult to cook, so too salt. This opinion, the second opinion of Rabbi Chiya, found in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Yud Ches Siftes. Avol melech mutol esolcho, it's permissible to put salt in a kli rishon, kivan she'aviro me'ala esh, when it's removed from a fire. Ditzricha milcha bishura kibisra datura, it requires a heavy dose of cooking like the meat of an ox. Nevertheless, the Mechaber concludes, v'yesh misha oser, there are some opinions who go like the first opinion mentioned in the Gemara, loses kli zeh basam luach, afil hu shel shor, that you're not allowed to put in a kli rishon meat that is salted. The Rama even quotes another opinion that's even more stringent. We will have three opinions. V'yesh omrim loses melech afil b'kli sheni, and there's some who prohibit salt even in a kli sheni. This was the first version of Rabbi Chiya. And those who are machmir, they will have a bracha. Ramesha Feinstein in Orachayim Chelik Dalet, Simen Ayin Dalet Bishul Os Yud Zayin, says no one will be machmir within a kli shlishi. Yesterday we discussed there are times, Kali Abishul Amir Machmir in a kli shlishi. For salt, no one would say that. So the bottom line is that for Svaradim, there would be no problem in putting salt into a kli rishon. In fact, Meikur Dedina the Mechaber says that salt is not subject to bishul at all. However, it seems that Sfardim might follow the Yesh Misha Oser to put in a kli rishon. Ashkenazim, the Rama says, Hamachmer Tavol of Bracha, even to be careful not to put salt into a kli sheni. It's for this reason the Sefer Archos Shabbos, they conclude, for Ashkenazim, nimtza machmir, shalolite melech shein mevushal b'mara kham she'ayatzal espo, even to put salt into soup of a kli sheni, where it's yatzal edespo, tovo alav bracha. It's hard to imagine that in most instances, that soup that's put by a person is yatzal edespo when he's sitting and eating. However, that is something to keep in mind. The Archa Shabbos, we mentioned from Ramosha Feinstein, that he is machmir only in a kli sheni and not a kli shlishi. Interestingly, they claim that one should be machmir even in a kli shlishi, but we mentioned that according to Ramosha, that is not so. Finally, the Mishnah Perura in this important sif, in Shin Yud Ches, Sif Katan Aleph, where he summarizes these halachos, points out that this entire discussion is only salt that has been mined from the ground, dug from the ground. But if it's salt that was made from water, from seawater, generally the way in which this salt is made is it's first cooked. If the salt has been already cooked, then of course we fall into the rule of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. In a little bit of discussions with people, it seemed to me that even to this day, there are two different ways that salts are made. The Sefer Archa Shabbos collects the information in Os Kuf Chav Gimel in the Perek Rishon. He does conclude that in Eretz Yisrael today, most salts do not go through a process of cooking. However, they are heated up in an oven. And one could argue that even this much salt today that is does not come from salt water, nevertheless, because it is heated up in an oven, we would still evoke the rule of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. if the salt is heated up in the oven, there is so much room to be meiko. Even for someone who generally follows the hamachmir tov olav bracha, because once it's been cooked, baked, then already it has a din, afui, it has a din mevushal, according to many poskim. It's a machlokas haposkim mikra d'dina, whether we say yesh bishal acharafia, and since this is a chumrah, one could probably rely on this opinion, and one should also look into it, that it could very well be that there's no shaila at all, that many times the salt has been already cooked beforehand. However, hamachmer tavol of bracha in salt that has not cooked beforehand definitely applies to Ashkenazim, even in a kli shleini. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes in Sifkat Ayin Aleph, sugar is usually cooked while it's processed, and therefore sugar would be permissible even in a kli risha. It is quoted in the name of the Shevet Alevi, Rav Ozner Shlita, in Chelek Tes Simin Ayin Aleph, that he was mesupak whether sugar that is not cooked, whether that has a din of kale abishal, and one would have to be machmir even in a kli shlishi. Clearly, one would have to be machmir in a kli rishon and a kli sheni. Clearly, one would have to be machmir on a kli rishon. Whether one would be machmir on a kli sheni and possibly a kli shlishi is open to question. If one calls bread kale abishal, as it appears in Hilchos Shabbos, one would presumably call sugar as well kali abishal. And yesterday we mentioned the machlokas haposkim whether kali abishal is permissible in a kli shlishi or not. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halachos of cooking salt on Shabbos from Daf Membez Amibit.